I'd like to bring a prophecy update every week. This week I want to talk to you about Israel being regathered. A literal reading of the Bible reveals that in the last days, the nation of Israel will be regathered in the land that was unconditionally promised her by God. In fact, the Bible predicts two such regatherings of the Jews to the promised land. The first is a regathering in unbelief in preparation for judgment, namely the judgment of the tribulation. And the second is a worldwide regathering of Jews who have received Jesus Christ in preparation for the promised kingdom of God on the earth that we call the millennium. Now, you know, by the tribulation, we're talking about that specific future 7-year period of time predicted repeatedly in the Bible and described in detail in the revelation of Jesus Christ, especially in chapters 6 through 19. Ezekiel chapter 20 speaks of a regathering of Jews to Israel, which must take place before the tribulation. The passage speaks of bringing the nation of Israel back, quote, from the peoples and gather you from the lands where you are scattered with a mighty hand and an outstretched arm and with wrath poured out. And that this regathering occurs before the tribulation becomes clearer in verse 21 of Ezekiel 22. It says, "Yes, I will gather you and blow on you with the fire of my wrath, and you shall be melted in its midst." Like a metallurgist, the Lord will use the fire of the tribulation to purge his chosen people. Okay, so this is what we get from our literal reading of the Bible. Are non-believing Jews being regathered to the nation of Israel? Well, on August 4th, the Jerusalem Post published a story titled, "Israel Soon to Be Larger Than Diaspora." Let me first define a few terms you'll hear in this article from the excerpts. Diaspora is from a Greek word meaning the scattering of seeds. It's used of the nation of Israel to refer to the scattering of Jews outside of the Holy Land throughout the world. Aliyah is a term, I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing it correctly, but Sammy can correct me in a few minutes. That's a term that describes the immigration of Jews back to Israel. And so someone who makes Aliyah is called an Ole or an Ola, if singular, male or female. The plural for both is Olim. And so here are some excerpts from this article from August 4th. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu welcomed a plane load of Olim on Tuesday at Ben Gurion Airport, telling them that, quote, for the first time in 2,000 years, there are going to be more Jews in Israel than outside Israel. Speaking to a terminal full of Olim from the United States and Canada, who came with Nefesh Benefesh on the organization's 38th chartered Aliyah flight since the first one in July of 2002, Netanyahu noted that Israel's Jewish population was nearing the 6 million mark. Diaspora Jewry is usually estimated at between 6 and 7 million. North American Aliyah is expected to rise in 2009 due to the worldwide economic downturn, possibly passing the 4,000 mark. Nefesh Benefesh figures reveal that some 450 young Olim will be arriving this year to serve in the Israeli Defense Forces. Later Tuesday, another 89 Olim flight arrived, this time from the United Kingdom. According to Nefesh Benef, over 1,000 people from the UK have immigrated to Israel with its assistance since 2006, and this summer alone, 150 more people are coming home with the organization's help. Prophecy scholar Thomas Ice writes this. He says, the fact that in the last 50 years has seen a worldwide regathering and reestablishment of the nation of Israel, which is now poised in just the setting required for the revealing of the Antichrist and the start of the tribulation, this is God's grand indicator that all of the other areas of worldwide development are prophetically significant. And Dr. John Wolford adds this. He says, of the many peculiar phenomena which characterize the present generation, few events can claim equal significance as far as biblical prophecy is concerned with that of the return of Israel to their land. It constitutes a preparation for the end of the age, the setting for the coming of the Lord for his church, and the fulfillment of Israel's prophetic destiny. As we tell you each week, these are the last days and we're living in them. Get ready. Stay ready. Keep looking up. Why? Okay, we're still not very good at that. So let's try that again. Ready? Why? Why?